The Jolly Sailor by Lucy Simister. Narrated by Tony Simister. Published by Moorside Publications, 2018. The Jolly Sailor by Lucy Simister. Chapter 1. The Reunion. The wind was fierce as it blew in from the sea. But whenever William was home from boarding school, they always got together every Saturday afternoon, whatever the weather. It was something they had done since they were children. Mawsey, Millicent, Janey, Nigel and William always met at the far end of this small rocky beach, where there was a rocky enclosure. It was out of the wind and private, though it could be treacherous at high tide. As they stood there talking, the waves gurgled up the pebbles to their feet and shushed away again. Similarly, the seagulls would get closer and closer, then retreat when they were made to. They knew there was food to be had, and they just had to insist noisily. "Well, anyway, he never came back, see," said Mawsey in broad Devonshire, leaning against a rock with his hands deep in his pockets. "Well, I'm sure if he had just owned up to stealing the apples, there would have been a beating from the headmaster at worst, but them all running off to sea, 'tis drastic, to say the least," said William. "Ah, but it wasn't just about the apples. They were accused of shooting a deer on private property," said Millicent. "Oh, well, that's different. But wasn't his father the local minister?" asked William earnestly. Janey looked thoughtful. "Yes, but there were three of them. They can't be seen to be lenient to one and not to the others. But what adventures they had." "They do say Carstairs painted himself up to look as if he had smallpox, so the Navy wouldn't nab him," said Millicent. "And he became king of the gypsies," Mawsey added. "They say he stole people's identity," said Janey, looking to the others for approval. "Yes, as well as their purses. Oh, really, he defrauded people out of their money. Gullible people, I admit, but he was hardly a gentleman," William scoffed. He was not impressed. "They say he became master of disguises," said Nigel, with obvious admiration. "Yes, and can you believe he became a blood brother to a tribe of American Indians?" sighed Millicent. "Such charisma," said Janey breathlessly. "And charm," said Millicent dreamily. "A better man would have returned to school that day rather than getting his mates into trouble. Richard Babbage never made it back, did he? And what about the other chap? He died in some remote place on the Barbary coast. Is this your idea of fun and adventure?" William insisted. "'Cause it isn't mine." There was a moment of consideration given to his opinion, but only a moment before Nigel continued. "They say he swam Lake Delaware, and that he escaped prison, dressed as a Quaker." "That was it. No more," thought William. "And you lot are prepared to make a hero out of a scoundrel and a waster. You do it all the time. You are romanticising a clear villain, if ever there was one." Nigel's attention was drawn to a ship on the near horizon. He took out his telescope from his pocket and stretched it to its full magnification. He nudged Janey with his elbow. "Oh my, look at that ship out there. She's got a cod head and a mackerel tail. That's a new hull design. It's improved ship's efficiency so much. They now can do an average of 160 miles a day. Well, depending on the weather, of course." Having taken the unpopular view on Carstairs, William started with another of his favourite topics. "I can't see why anyone would want to go to sea." Nigel had heard it all before. "Well, I have my bed right by the window, and I keep notes and drawings of anything new or out of the ordinary." He brought out his notebook from his pocket just to prove it. "I tell you, technology is changing so fast." "And they're all sailing to exotic places," said Janey, staring out to sea. "Exotic places? You mean places full of ruffians and dodgy people, out for the main chance," exclaimed William, righteously. "Of course, they're a law unto themselves, you know. They make their own rules," said Mawsey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?